So up next, we got the one guy in the room who knows who the Reverse Flash is. God bless you, sir. Sawyer Happy. Kevin, you're on deck.
Well, it's now kind of an interesting follow-up, because this was clearly about how talented you guys are with the viola. My theory is less of a theory, more of a conclusion, and about how less talented I am. I am thoroughly convinced I'm bad at everything. I am virtually, and it's okay, it's not a pessimistic thing, it's an acceptance that helps me get through life. I can go into something, and it's like, it's okay, I'm gonna be really bad at this, so I know the outcome. So, just growing up, you know, I was always a shy, awkward kid. I've thrown up in the most ridiculous places. I'm actually now a professional vomiter. I've never woken up, like, to any, like, disgusting... I could, like, blackout vomit. I'm like, oh, it's all in the toilet. How good for me. And I have also thrown up because I had a nervous stomach over the most ridiculous situations. Thankfully, I did it at a point where no one knew, and I always carried Tic Tacs on me. I had 3.2 GPA in high school, which is all the more reason I get pissed off when people say Peter Parker is just like you and me. Because let's be honest, Peter Parker would have been a super scientist, no question. He interviews with any scientist in the Marvel Universe and gets the job he didn't even apply for. So give it 10 more years, and don't give me that crap about he's poor, because you know he would have gotten those grants. Anyways, I digress. But no, had no social skills, never had a job I felt like I could do for the rest of my life, never felt comfortable. I even managed a 2.8 in college and was terrified of the real world because an acting degree doesn't get you far. No one told me that. I thought it was like a solid career. And I went through job after job that I hate. Anyone that has Facebook and is friends with me on Facebook knows my feelings towards my current employment. Like, wow. Chris Geiger had talked about during his speech at the Your Stories, you know, the It Gets Better thing. I work from a different philosophy. Now, it sounds pessimistic, but things get worse. They do. It's an unknown fact, and you have to accept it. They get bad. They get terrible. I find myself day after day, like, only me. Like, when I was first adjusting to the city, I can't tell you how many times, I followed Google Maps, like, to the letter on, like, the bus. 7 stops later, you're like, oh, I didn't pass any of these stops, and I'm heading the wrong way. And, you know, just day after day, little things like that. And so, you know, you get pessimistic and you say, my life would be better if I was Batman or Superman or the Hulk or all these things. But would it be better? They say, you know, keep the half glass full. Go empty, but go as empty as you possibly can. Think about this. Like, Superman's entire planet exploded and there was only fragments of his life that came back later on. Bruce Wayne, his parents died. Now, granted, in many drunken rants, I have said to my friends, I would happily trade my parents' life for Harry Potter or Bruce Wayne's success, which is a very, very bold statement. And I was trying to prove a point that Harry doesn't have it so bad. But it's just like, would you really want all those things? I mean, Peter Parker and Bruce Wayne and all them, they're sad and they're lonely and they're frustrated. So I look at all these bad things, this Jerry Lewis of a life I lead in everyday situations. And I say that for me, you know what? It can get better because it can only get better at that point. So that is my theory for today. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you, Sawyer. That was fantastically grim. You know exactly what I like.
Awesome at things.
I don't think Steve's was the most disappointing, the most bring down anymore. Jesus, Sawyer.
Was it? Oh,
no.